And we got just a few minutes left here with Director Dennis Butler here on News Radio KMAN in Focus. If you missed the beginning segment, we'll have this up on our website here shortly at newsradiokman.com. But Director Butler touched on some of the reasons why he's chose to step aside here in the next couple months. I guess your official last day, well, February 1st is when it's up, right?
Well, January 31st, which is a Monday, is my last official day on the payroll. So retirement is effective on February 1st of 2022.
All right. Well, we got a few more months left with you here, and we'll appreciate getting to chat with you here a couple more times before the transition. But there's a lot of other things going on here in the community. We just wrapped up with today's last day, I guess, of School Bus Safety Week. That's always good to touch on here because, we talked about a lot at the beginning of the school year, but it's good to reiterate that why it is so important to watch out for kiddos out there on the roadways.
You know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but just the day before yesterday, I saw a school bus stopped. I was in my personal car. They had their lights flashing and the stop sign arm out, and a car coming from the other direction just kept going. Mm. Nobody was getting on or off the bus at the time, but it is worth repeating again just how important it is. We have so much distracted driving going on, whether it's music or phones or conversations through hands-free phone use, that people are not paying attention to buses that are stopped with their lights flashing. And again, in most of Manhattan, there's no medians between opposing lanes. And when you see that bus slowing, even before the lights come on, I would urge people to take their foot off the accelerator and start braking because those lights are about to come on. It's for the safety of our children, and accidents do happen. I think we're very fortunate here for the most part, but please, folks, while you're driving, when you even see a school bus, start paying closer attention before they even slow down or turn their lights on.
Of course, Halloween's going to be, about a week and a little bit more than a week away. And again, kids are going to be out and about. There's a lot of community trick-or-treating events there, and the same rules apply here. You want to make sure you're driving carefully, not distracted.
You know, I'm very excited for our kids and our parents because last year it wasn't quite the same. But yes, they're going to be out in the dark. They're going to be walking around. And if you're out driving, please drive a little slower. Don't be distracted. Pay attention. Most of the time, parents are monitoring their children properly. Sometimes older kids aren't with their parents, but we just don't want to have any accidents out there. And the kids are going to be really excited this year to get out and start trick-or-treating like they have in years past.
Absolutely. And I saw a press release, I think, from Aaron Wintermote yesterday about some seatbelt enforcement that's going to be taking place. That's next week, I think?
It may. You know, I have to be honest with you. I didn't pick up on that. Okay. But we probably have a program that we're cooperating with the state on. And so we usually participate in those.
Yep, 25th through the 29th. Just found the release here.
Yeah,
so
yeah, now I remember. You're right.
All right, and I like to finish on the light note here because we cover some serious topics here on RCPD. But you brought some other notes here that some graduations are taking place among some officer recruits.
Yes, we have two officers graduating from the academy this afternoon. We had one graduate back on October 1st. Also, we have three officers that we hired that were previously certified Kansas law enforcement officers that are in training right now. So this is really helping us chip away at the vacancies that we have. So we're also working on corrections, too. We're still in a difficult situation down there, but we have folks that are coming on November 1st. We have some in the pipeline. So please, again, if you know anybody who is interested in a career in corrections or law enforcement, please tell them about the RCPD and put them in touch with us.
Yeah, I know the corrections is maybe the most difficult part to staff here, not just your agency, but everywhere else, because it's a tough job. I mean, to manage inmates at any jail, I can't imagine that's an easy job for anyone.
It's not. You people really have to have a heart for service. Obviously, they have to have some basic skills and desire for either of these jobs. But a heart for service really is something that you can't instill in someone or teach them. They either have it or they don't, and this is something they aspire to be. I think the profession, the way we run it here and the way our leadership approaches how we treat our employees is very attractive. I don't think it's that way everywhere, but I love it. I love what we do. I love what I've been doing for my career, and it's going to be very hard to not do it anymore.
Well, we appreciate you coming on here today, and I know we'll have you on again next month. November's always weird because the fourth Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, so we'll have you on a different day. That is to be announced. We'll let our listeners know when that is. But
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show today. Coming up Monday, I know we have Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood's going to stop by and talk about, no doubt, the trick-or-treating that takes place this week, Spooktacular. And then Thrive Flint Hills, Tana Warner will join us on the program.